Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show and the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. We're having a great visit with Karen Harded, one of our heroes. She's with the NFIB. She's executive director of the Small Business Legal Center, NFIB.com. You got a specific website, Karen, to send us to?
Sure, just NFIB.com/legal.
Legal. All right, so check that out, folks. You see all the hard work and the champion that she is and her team in fighting for you and me. Please join the NFIB. Give them your dues and keep up with them. They'll be asking you questions and keeping you posted on how things are going. Karen, there are the different ways that states and cities have tried to manage / clamp down / abuse their citizens and their businesses over the last 10 months is a cornucopia of anywhere from insanity to rational thinking. And you guys are in the middle of all this to making sure that people don't get abused too much. What are you working on these days?
Right. Well, so absolutely. You've got a lot of governors that are enjoying the power that they have and really using it aggressively. So, for example, in Wisconsin, we're involved in a case that's now up on appeal where the governor decided that if you're a business and anybody in your business gets COVID, then you've got to publicly disclose that.
Wow.
Which is, you know, kind of basically saying a scarlet letter. It's completely outside of their authority. We won at the first round, but now, of course, the governor appealed, so we've got to make the case again.
They're violating constitutional rights in some states, aren't they?
Right, because there's significant privacy concerns with that.
That's right.
And they just do not care. I mean, that is the thing. They have really enjoyed their power, and so we are looking at where they've overstepped and really trying to rein that in. So if your listeners have examples, please let us know, because we are trying to fight this wherever we can. Michigan's been an issue, and we're watching a case there to get involved, and other states around the country, as this continues, these governors have gotten a taste of power, and they don't want to.
They're little demigods, aren't they? I mean, they think that they think that what they can do, and they're doing it in the name of the emergency. But I mean, what part of the Constitution are they confused about, Karen?
Correct, and that's the thing. And it was maybe, well, it was, you could argue, an emergency in April or March of last year. But at this point, legislatures can meet. Legislatures are meeting in the state. So why the governors are just doing this through executive action is beyond me. They've got representatives in Congress that can deal with these issues. They don't need to do it by a stroke of the pen when their legislature is even meeting.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's going to be interesting to see. We're going to have elections coming up in these states over the next year to 2 years, right? I mean, a bunch of these governors are going to be, and mayors are going to be, I think they're going to be turned out, don't you?
I hope so, because I do feel like many of them have just been, it's not consistent who's closed, who's open.
Yep.
I had a member in Oregon that their meat processing plant, but they could only run their lines twice a day, whereas the big guys could run theirs three. I mean, these are not fair, they're not right, they're not legal. And
Karen, I've been saying for years that politicians do not understand Main Street, and they proved it in the last 12 months, haven't they?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. They have no appreciation for what it means to be a small business owner, and especially in light of COVID, where, you know, you and I were talking, I mean, the small business owner is working side by side with their employees.
That's right.
They don't want to get COVID. They're not going to be reckless.
Are you? I got one last question before you go. Are we going to get any kind of liability protection? It didn't happen in the December bill that came through. Are you guys still fighting for getting businesses COVID liability protection?
Absolutely, it is one of our top issues. And with all these COVID relief bills that are being considered by Congress, we are hoping that we can get those protections in there.
Well, keep us posted on that because we want to make sure we do what we can to help you with that. Hey, Karen, give us the website one more time, please.
NFIB.com/legal.
All right. Hey, Karen, good job today. Keep up the good work. I'm proud of you. And come back soon.
Thanks, Jim. You have a good one.
Karen Harnad, ladies and gentlemen, a great American and a tireless, fearless leader on your behalf. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.